as you know, my computer has been dead for nearly a month now, and I haven't been able to check my email. We were at one place, we were in Maidstone, and some shopping area, and I saw this phone boot box thing, and it said, you know, 50 cents, what was it, 50 cents for 5 minutes, or 50 pence for 5 minutes, and you could check your email, and it had a screen and a touch screen and everything, but I don't know, the push from within said, no, no, don't even fuck with it. Can't fuck with it. I don't know, because we were kind of in a hurry, and Christine was feeling, you know, physically not very well that particular day, and so I just skipped it. We also have a cyber cafe in a town nearby called Rochester. The cyber cafe is £3 per minute. I mean, £3 per hour. But Christine's time is so limited, you know. She doesn't want to drive me over there. Just doesn't want to be arsed with it, as they say. So, anyway, so I was planning on going with her to work hell and use, you know, the public computers there at the library she works at a couple weeks ago. But on the day that I was supposed to go with her, I didn't feel like it. I you know, I was farting up a storm and I had an itchy face, you know, and I said, no, I don't feel like going today. And, but now, anyways, she called me this afternoon and said that, you know, she'll take me in tomorrow with her, or asked me if I wanted to come in, since she'll only be there till, like, 1 o'clock tomorrow. And, so, I said, yeah, so, I figured, well, since I've got some time to kill here and my responsibilities are done, why don't I, you know, just get high and maybe get high a couple of times. And I figured by getting high a couple of times here, I'll be good and tired, you know, when she's good and tired, when she gets home, you know, and be able to go to bed on time and get up tomorrow and go to work hell with her. So, I've never seen her workplace before. She works in a place called Lewisham, which is, I don't know, it's near London. Maybe it's a borough of London, I'm not sure. But I've never been there, I've never been to London either. Been to fucking France, man, but haven't been to London. And was that the same part of France that you visited? Because when we were talking on the phone, I was surprised to find out that when you were over here with your friends, I'm not your friends, with your school 20 years ago, you were there at the White Cliffs of Dover, and you took a ferry over to Calais, France. Yeah. No more fucking ferry trips for me, man. That was yucky. It's very quiet in here. All the cats are not in the living room here, and I must go and see, so maybe I'll hit the pause button.
High speed mechanical, institutional, unchained, classical, synth sequence, centrist, percussive sequence, intensity builds. That's a good one.
With a hard-hitting sound, a blues kind of sound, hitting the airwaves on KFC, it's
Monkey Felching.
Monkey Felching.
This is actually called the Roadhouse Boogie. Think they ever play this at the Roadhouse?
Ooh. 3, 4.
Is she going over there to the Roadhouse?
Roadhouse is closed.
Oh, that's right. They turned it into a
karaoke.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Meh. And that was the
meh. Those were the mehs.
Hey, I'm cutting in and out. Hey, oh, hey. What did you do? What are you doing, man? Don't fuck with. Don't put your CDs on those Slayer pods. Fucks them up. We should equalize you to make you sound like you're in the, up in the booth. There, now talk.
I was doing just fine until I heard the number 59. Consider us as on the internet or the electronic airwaves of some kind. And, and I was wondering if Dreamer used the number 59. Dog, orange, whistle, pig, valentine, gun, panties, microscope, star-speckled banner. You bad, bad boy. Blah, blah, blah. Hello. I hope you're home. And I just wanted to let you know that, like, it's okay if you want to cut my asshole off and, like, douse it with, what's that stuff called? Hydrogen peroxide, because I don't care. And it's okay if you want to come over and we have nothing to talk about, because, like, I don't care about that either. I cracked myself up. Sometimes life is just so funny, you just want to laugh at everything.
But Master, how will I learn the ways of Tong Chi?
You must snatch our pebbles from my hand.
But Master, the last three times I tried to do that, you smashed me in my face with the boot.
Shut up!
Plunging through the mucous membrane of your mind.
You're listening to the National Cynical Network.
For all you really old people, you really old, old, stinky old people, this is the Big Band Show for you. Every weekday on KFC from noon to 6 p.m. is the Big Band Old People Show. If you're so old you can't help but shit yourself as you listen, this is the show for you. And remember, Glenn Miller's still dead.
But I don't really have, you know, I don't really have, any strong things to say about anything, you know. When we go shopping and stuff, I naturally see parents with their little children, and a lot of the English children, a lot of the British children, are kind of shocking looking, you know. Definitely from like an old breed of white people, just rather unattractive looking, and you know, but you know, it's because of their parents and so forth, and but yeah, some of the I've noticed that some of the British children, And perhaps it is, the younger the child is, the more unattractive it seems to be, a lot of them. Just kind of, they look like they're kind of dumb or something, look like they're fucking morons. Just something to do with the eyes and the structure of the face, but of course, as they get older, they'll, you know. they won't look so bizarre. But the point is I've seen more bizarre looking children over here than I ever did in America. And I'm still weird having to pack your own groceries, you know. Because there is a proper way to pack a grocery bag, you know, a sensible way, I should say. And yet, if you're not used to packing your own groceries, and you've got people in line behind you and everything, and, you know, you got to keep things going, you just tend to pack your bags in a panic, you know, by just, so you end up having very heavy bags of all cans or all bottles or all this or all that or a combination of heavy things. And so I'm learning each time I go that tell myself as I go in there, okay, when it's time to bag it, you know, I won't necessarily try to bag each thing that's just coming to me from the clerk, but wait for a couple of them pile up, see how to, what's there. You know, what's a heavy item, what's a light item, so that I can kind of combine them, but at the same time not crush the eggs or not put something heavy on the bread or, you know, blah, blah, blah. So, one of these days I'll be a good packer, a bag packer, fast, efficient, and sensible. But yeah, it's weird, I don't know. I guess it saves some money not having to pay someone pack bags, but what the fuck. Seeing this is like going on my third month of being here, I feel less overwhelmed, you know, by the differentness of it all and the newness of it all. It's nice. I'm glad that the sort of the novelty is wearing off. I don't expect it ever to completely wear off. It is a sort of an enchanted land, England. You know, there's just a tremendous amount of places that are quite beautiful and quite nice. It's taken about 2 months for Georgina to like me enough to hop on my lap and responds very well to my petting her, acts very happy and pleased that I'm petting her. But it took about 2 months. She's a very sweet cat, very, like I said, very, very feminine. Very pretty in her own way. So much of it has to do with personality and attitude, you know. She's got a very pretty personality, and like I said, every once in a while she just gets this Mata Hari bug up her ass and goes running around like she's on important missions and assassinations and gosh knows what. You? But anyways, so just a lot of babbling, huh, brother? Just a lot of babbling. The computer's been dead for nearly a month and just haven't been able to access any fucking computer. You know, had that opportunity at the library a week or two ago, but didn't feel like going in that day. Because, you know, it would have meant being there all fucking day. Well, I guess not all day. Actually, it would have only been there from like 1 p.m. to 3 something. Or 4. But, yeah, I guess 1 to 4. But yeah, I don't know anyone else, you know, with the computer, and there isn't any computer place nearby, except there is one by bus, which supposedly wouldn't take me long to take the bus to the cyber cafe, but I'm still kind of scared of the buses and everything, you know. Not of the buses, just scared of getting lost. And bus fares are no cheap thing either, man. Fuckers. Come on, Georgie. Buses are not cheap here, that's for sure. No. And I don't think they have day passes either, which is a load of shit. And in this village, someone came up with the idea that the residents shouldn't use trash cans to put their trash out for trash pickup, because if women wanted to be trash truck, you know, trash people, they wouldn't be able to lift the cans, and so they, you know, for lack of a better term, although it's melodramatic, they outlawed, you know, trash cans. That is to say, you know, to put your trash out in for pickup. It's all well and good. You want to have your trash can in your backyard or whatever, but the downside is fucking cats in the neighborhood, and I guess probably dogs too, but I mostly see cats out there trash night, you know, sniffing through trash and breaking into trash and getting at things and making a fucking mess. Stay off the table. There's nothing on there. There's nothing there for you, I promise. Nothing on the coffee table. But yeah, the fucking cats get into the bags out there. I guess cats are quite popular in this country. I don't know. There's certainly plenty of cats just in this little neighborhood here, just on our part of the street. I always see cats outside, out there in front, you know. I see stray cats, or not stray cats, but I see cats, neighborhood cats, come through our backyard. Saw a really huge one the other day. Quite obese creature, Persian. And came through our backyard. Peanut and Teddy were out there, but they didn't assault the cat. I wish they would have, but they didn't. They just kept an eye and kind of inched closer to it once in a while, but kept a safe distance away and kept their eye on it, but I wish they would have went over there and just tore the fucking thing to pieces for having the cheek to come into the backyard and sniff around. Because, you know, cats are extremely territorial, as most animals are, perhaps. Especially cats. Well, anyways, it was disappointing not to see them tear up. And I've seen other cats come to the yard, and they do the same thing. You know, they keep a safe distance away, but they keep it in sight, which is why we basically call Peanut a bully, because he'll you know, try to beat the shit out of Jack or Olivia, you know, or you know he even takes swipes at Georgie and Teddy, but he won't he's yet to fight any other cat. But I think once he does, he'd be good at it. He's good and strong. Quite stubborn, but he's easily hurt and offended, you might say, you know. Yeah. Sometimes he'll get pissed off because you've admonished him for something, and he'll go up to his room, you know, and stay there all night. Not because he was told to, but because he just wants to act like, oh, nobody loves him. Now, Christine swears that he's smarter than the other cats because he has a bigger brain, he has a bigger head, but I don't know if he's necessarily smarter than any of them. He's just has more attitude and personality, you know, sort of, like I said, the personality of a bully. But I love Peanut. Him and I are buddies. But even still, I generally don't tolerate bad shit.
Where the fuck are you? I've been here for 3 weeks. You know? The best fucking place I've ever had. But where are you? You know? Oh, you got better things to do. Alright, then don't ever call me back again. Slime heels, time feels, forget me not, and land on your heels. They say a cat always lands on its heels. Now when, but not then, forget me now, for I shall pretend. Forget me not, and I will mend. The following will cause stoppage. Stoppage. Father's teeth. Mama's fingers. Sister's coins collection. Cheap hamburger. The following may cause stoppage. Stoppage. President Clinton's dick. Bush's head. Monica's overweight problem. The following will cause stoppage. Stoppage. I don't know why, but it seems to me like ever since you were friends with that drug-dealing shithead German that, like, you don't like me anymore. I've been here for almost a month, and you never even called me one. You called me one time, but you never shown up. This is a cool pad. Just because of that shithead, I'm supposed to suffer? Fuck him. You know, I could say the same thing about you too. Don't come over unless you have money. Then you drove your stupid Honda back to your stupid place. I've changed. Even know your number anymore because I took my digital phone between you and my white mom. I threw it against a redwood tree and I fished this telephone out of the trash. I have probably a better place than any of your friends. And I sit here. I saw you on Bascom today, you and your fat self. I had a 59 Rambler with 79,000 original miles. You know why I lost it? Because of my mom. She's white. What color are you? White. Now you know why I get pissed off. You guys drive around, your little Jaguars and your Hondas. And you know what? I'm real. I drive an American car. At least I did. Until someone like you got in the way. And you know what? When I said the last call, the last time I'm gonna call you, this is a fact. I'm done with you. You can just enjoy your little fat self. You know, you can drive up to Nova Scotia and see the total eclipse of your butt. Because I don't care anymore. You waited too long, just like my mom. There is no more Heath. The light. He is living in hell. need to play this stupid ass shit. You know why? Because I have nothing but my friends, and at least I know who they are. Think about the way you treated me, asshole. Hello? You know what? You're the one that decided to be the asshole. What's wrong with you? You can't deal with this?
Fucking up my rap.
I'm sorry.
You fucking self-centered fool.
Could you hear me before?
Oh, of course I could.
Oh.
You always think you're not there, and you are.
Mm.
Always rasping away in my left ear.
Yes.
Fuck.
Oh, I have these on backwards.
Try again. In a world where no one gives to college radio stations, in a land where no one has money, there are some people. Excuse me a minute. I have a hemorrhoid. Ugh. In a world, give to KFC.
What do we get? We get 4 television channels. Because we're poor and we can't afford satellite. And they don't have cable, to the best of my knowledge, at least not on this street. If anywhere, I don't know. And, because they might have digital cable or some shit. But anyway, so we got 4 channels, you know, BBC One, BBC Two, ITV, which is, you know, Channel 3, and then just something called Channel 4. And Channel 4 tends to have more, it tends to show more American shows than the other channels, but usually at nighttime. Things like X-Files and other shows. Out of those 4 channels, and BBC One, BBC Two, of course, are very popular. It must be like ABC and NBC or whatever in the States. I mean, it's just, you know, quite mainstream. But out of all 4 of the channels, the main type of shows that are on are garden shows and how to rebuild a house or build a house kind of shows, you know, do-it-yourself kind of shows, repairs around the house, blah, blah, blah. Those are very popular, and then the other would be comedy, and I watch a lot of these shows. Some of them are quite good, or can be, you know, can be quite good. But a lot of them, you sit there and you hear the audience laughing or whatever, but you sit there and you think, well, you know, I can see that the actors are trying to be funny and might even think they're being funny, and the audience is laughing, although you never know if the audience is really laughing or if someone's, you know, overdubbing canned laughter. So all that's going on, but you don't find it really any funny. It's not making you laugh, and I see a lot of that stuff, and it just beats into my head time and time again that comedy is extremely hard to write if it's not inspired. If it's not inspired, forget it. You know, you just ain't gonna come up with shit. So the best stuff has been the inspired stuff, hasn't it? Television shows where they have an inspired writing staff, like the Mary, you know, first few seasons of the Mary Tyler Moore Show or the Bob Newhart Show or Andy Griffith or whatever. You know, the shows that were quite popular, usually their best was in their first couple of years, because after that the writers tend to peter out. You know, inspiration only goes so long, but now because it's a job for the crew and producers and blah blah blah, it's money and da da da, it's a cash cow, well then they hire new writers or whatever, they just rehash old ideas, and the shows tend not to be very good. But those first couple of years, you know, it's because the fucking writers are inspired and they've got these characters in their head quite clearly defined and pushing themselves on the psyche of the writers. And so, you know what I'm saying? It's and then just also that magical element of the cast and the director and the producers and the writer interacting with all of them, and it's just some kind of magic where it just all fits very well. Everything's gelling, everything's grooving along, and a good vibe. You know what I'm saying? A good sync. It's working, right? And that's something that has something to do with luck, man. Great. It has a lot to do with luck, because you know the writers, from what I understand, work with the character, you know, the actors playing the characters, and they get to put in their feedback. Well, you know, Ted might say, well, you know, Ted, what was his name? Ted Knight? Ted Knight might say that, you know, Ted Baxter wouldn't say such and such a line, you know, he would do it this way, or he would say it that way. And that was my impression, that's how a lot of those TV shows are written. The comedy TV shows. So it's sort of a collaboration between the writers and the actors playing the characters. But most of the stuff on TV, comedy, it's people trying to be funny, but they're not funny. Why? Because there's something missing. There's a magic missing. Somehow the writing is not inspired, because I don't know, if the writer comes up with some good ideas and some good solid foundations for what the characters are like and what kind of situations they get into and fuck up and blah blah blah, it can ignite the imagination and talents of the actors and so forth. So if the writing is flat, you know, chances are the actors are going to be flat with that particular writing. And just again, so much of it it just isn't funny. You can tell that it's supposed to be funny, but it's not, because it's not inspired. It's not based on inspired writing. It's not based on and what I was saying was inspired writing is it causes the writer to have very clear pictures of these particular characters, you know, and he's interested in his own characters, and so he's able to, you know, fill in a lot of blanks. But I see some of this sitcom stuff over here, and it's just bad. It's like bad Married with Children stuff, you know. I think the first year or two or whatever of Married with Children was quite funny and kind of sense of danger or whatever, but it devolved into something unbelievably bad. Well, unbelievably bad, like bad Welcome Back Cotter. You know, you remember that? Well, not to say there was ever any good Welcome Back Cotter, but... And I remember when I would read... See, I never got to see Welcome Back Cotter because it was on too late when I was a kid and I wasn't allowed to watch TV. It wasn't on late enough, though. Had Welcome Back Cotter been on at like 1 o'clock in the morning or something, when I could sneak out of my room and go and watch TV and sit very close to it and adjust the brightness and contrast so I'm not filling up the room with TV light and got the volume very low so I have to hear it with my ear up next to it, then I could have watched it, because I, you know, sometimes watch Saturday Night Live like that, or even SCTV or just whatever there in the middle of the night sometimes. But because Welcome Back Cotter was on at like 10 o'clock at night or 9 o'clock, I wasn't allowed, and my parents were still up. So, but over the years, when that show was on, I would read Crack Magazine, and there every once in a while be this some kind of reference to how shitty Welcome Back Cotter was. And but I actually got to see some episodes, I think on Nick at Night, a year or two ago, and it really was just downright horrible. Just unbelievably dumb. but not in a good way either. You know, and I know that you and Billy tend to like some of those. Well, what was that MST 3000 or whatever the fuck, where they make fun of bad movies, but the movies are so bad that they're interesting because they're so bad. Well, no, Welcome Back Cotter isn't like that. It's just nauseating because it's just so lame and dumb. So, I don't know. I think that's really neat that you guys have that idea of doing a show called How Dare You. Because, I mean, it's certainly an inside joke with us. I mean, it's sort of a double-edged thing, isn't it? It's got a couple of dimensions to it. One being that we were on the phone that time when Billy was in his mom's room on the phone, and meaning, you know, we were doing a three-way on the phone, and what do I mean by that? I mean, we were having a three-way fucking conference on the phone, and Billy happened to be in his mom's room. Don't know why. I guess it was so he couldn't be seen using the phone out in the living room. And his mom wanted to come into her own room, and he wouldn't let her. And so we hear her yell, "How dare you lock me out of my room," and blah, blah, blah. And so, and then also, you know, we got a kick out of listening to Buddy Rich say, "How dare you," there on those tapes, yelling at his bandmates or his employees.
How dare you!
You're immersed in the sound of retro reality radio.
Yesterday.
This is the National Cynical Network.
More hits, more often. Yesterday, more music.
This is the... The National... Cynical Network.
Because we're not out there. I hope you hear. Here's that.
every day, Dave, but I'm going to call you every day and remind you of the big fucking mistake you made when you said you would try to be my friend. And I'll remind you every fucking day. It's time. I know you can't handle it, but it's time. It's triple time for you to be responsible for your actions. I know you can't handle it because it's so easy to hang up on people and say, well, I'm just a big baby. Well, you know what? You're a grown woman. And you know what else? You are responsible. You see what finger I got? You see that? El John, Rocket Man. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. The touchdown brings me around to get to find I'm not the man they think I am at all. Oh, no, no, no. I'm a Rocket Man. Rocket Man. I forget the rest of it. I just got back from Colorado. My brother took me to a wrestling match. And they had girl wrestlers, you know, and they had the full Nelson, the half Nelson, the full Nelson, and then they have the boulder hold, which renders your opponent horny. One time I had a snail named Nelson.
Table for 5 minutes. I could swear there was no cat on it. Anyway, where did you come from, huh? Where did this cat come from?
Cat? Oh, yeah. Big one, isn't he? I don't know where it came from, or how it got in either, for that matter. Never seen it around here before.
Do you know who it belongs to?
No, as far as I'm concerned, it belongs to you.
Jack, how you doing, Bubba? What you looking for, Jackalana? Jack has come out from out of the couch. Come on, Bubba. Come on. What you do, Jubububoo? What you do, Boo-boo-boo? Jack is very friendly. Very friendly cat. And he purrs quite loudly when he wants to. Which is quite often, isn't it, Jackaboo? In the Jackaboo. His winter coat's coming in, it's nice and thick. He's, like I said, he's black and white. He's got white paws, mostly a black top, although he's white in his belly, aren't you, Jackie? And half black, half white face. The black part being the top, you know, ears and crown and so forth. But he's a good cat. For the most part, I mean, he did one bad thing a few weeks ago. We left out some steaks to thaw on the counter. And normally, you know, Jack, I don't know, normally we don't leave food on the counter, but we were on our way somewhere to like Canterbury, which is 45 minutes away. And along that way, Christine realized, oh no, she had left the steaks out on the counter and left Jack in the house. And normally it's okay to leave Jack in the house. In the house, out of the house, you know, Jack behaves. But I didn't think that Jack would do it. You know, I didn't. But sure the fuck enough, we come home and goddamn, you know, you come in through the door, you look there in the kitchen on the counter where the steaks are supposed to be, and the fucking steaks aren't there. You know, and they were two good sized steaks, nothing too fancy. We were just going to make steak pie out of them. So just a decent kind of steak that's tender when, what, broiled or what have you, in the oven. But, yeah, the whole package was gone, and the package must have weighed as much as Jack, you know. But he had taken it down from the counter and brought it into the living room, and one of the steaks was still in the package, and the other steak was out on the floor, part of it having been chomped. And so I was mad at Jack for about a day or two and wouldn't let up, you know. Just kept telling him, you know, just needling him about having let me down by going up there and eating the fucking steak. But it was hard to stay mad at Jack, because he's such a loving and friendly guy. Such a good boy, aren't you, Jack? I wonder if the tape recorder picks up Jack's purring. But, I don't know when the fucking computer will get fixed. I guess we're going to take the computer tomorrow to her work hell, and I guess she's going to get some help from a friend to go over to the store that might have a cable that we can borrow, and just to see if it'll start the computer. Because if it's just the cable, no, there's no need to send the entire computer to Compaq, because we'd have to mail it to them. So we would just want to find out, perhaps it's just our power cord. Although I suspect it's not, but it might be. Because sometimes you could knock the power out by just barely touching the cord, so it could be, I don't know, I hope so. I'm sure a power cord would be cheaper than a motherboard or whatever else. So, and I don't know what I'm going to get you for Christmas. I know that you sent your Amazon.com list to her. I'm sure you must have sent it to me, too. So, if I do get to the library tomorrow, I'll check it. And hopefully we'll be able to find something for you there on it. Life really is pretty much like a dream, and you just kind of walk through it step at a time, and stop, look, listen, pay attention. There's a time when to behave and give a certain appearance of being good and being upright and all that shit. And then there's times where you can just let your hair down and just be yourself. And as long as you obey just some minor laws like that, minor rules, you can get along pretty groovy. And try not to beat yourself up too much about beating yourself up or whatever else. And because as the older you get, you've been down so many bad roads, and you can see that there's always sort of there's markings along the way. You can tell that you're getting deeper and deeper, and so after a while you recognize the markings sooner and sooner, so that you don't get so deeper and deeper down these various avenues, whether they're beating up on yourself for something, or getting depressed, or feeling lonely, or feeling like you're missing out, or whatever. You just pretty much just don't allow yourself to go down those roads too much as you get older, because it's just dead ends. And you realize you just sort of have to tread water here, man. Tread water and enjoy it when you happen to go by a flower, or a fish jumps into your mouth, or whatever. That's just treading water, man. Treading fucking water. And you can't do nothing about the current or the fucking storms or nothing. Just do your best to keep your head above water, and that's it, man. Until you somehow die, or wake up, or whatever the fuck it is or will be. So, anyways, be cool, fool. I'm sorry I just babbled-wabbled. But it's cool.
Keeping me when I was thinking about how right tonight might be.
The good old days.
The good old days.
End of message.
You have been listening to the final episode of Midnight Voice Jail, episode 50, entitled Escape. Midnight Voice Jail is a radio series produced by the National Cynical Network. The National Cynical Network is Phineas Narco, Ronald Redball, and Al Newport. The FAQ for this series can be found at www.geocities.com/voicejail.
The National Cynical Network home site is at www.nationalcynical.com. You can write the National Cynical Network at voicejail@yahoo.com. Until next time, thanks to all voice jailers everywhere, and thanks for listening.
You have no messages remaining. Bye.